America, just think with me for a moment, if you would. Picture this with me. Just think about 40,000 people getting together to protest crimes against we the people and the laws of our constitutional republic at the state capitol. Do you realize that we could stop the crimes against we the people in 1 week? That is, when the people say that enough is enough. How is it that the American people have evolved into finding within themselves that it is normal to strip themselves of their clothes, paint themselves half purple and half yellow, put horns on their head, and then present themselves as absolute fools for the world to see, while screaming to the point of losing their voice along with any dignity that they may have had left? And all of this, friends, over a bunch of full-grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball? Or what of a little golf ball? Or what of a baseball? A soccer ball? A little plastic puck? Or what of a volleyball? Or what of this one, friends? Cars driving in a big circle over 500 times.
Here comes Free St. Louis in front of LeCavalier. Score!
Did you know, America, that your sworn enemies are attacking you while you are entertaining yourselves out of your freedoms? Your enemies have stated that America's God is now their sports. And just think to yourself that you have been desensitized into believing that there's something wrong with them that are fighting for your freedoms. Just think about what I'm saying. America has been so stupefied to believe that the preacher is too radical when preaching out against them that murder innocent babies in their womb? That sounds pretty radical to me. But not the sports commentators that act like hoodlums on a double shot of caffeine when the game is going in the direction that they would have it go. Friends, is it too radical to preach out against them that advocate crimes against nature? Homosexuality? Or what of this? To preach out against crime and corruption within our government. This is the whole purpose of the church, friends. The church is called to be the moral compass of society, and when this goes, all goes. After all, it is the church's job to preach out against the darkness. And what does the light do? The light reproves the darkness. This is the church's job. So, Protestants, the reason that America is where America is today, because the professed church is no longer proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to a repentant nation. I mean to say, why would America repent when it is the church that is entertaining themselves out of their liberties while they're being entertained through sports?
I know many of you across the country in your churches are preparing to have Super Bowl parties as well.
Can you imagine what America would be like if it actually stood up and fought for the freedoms in which hundreds of thousands of men have fought, bled, and died to give unto us? Or to the 78% of Americans that claim to serve Christ, oh, don't forget 2 Corinthians 5:15, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. After all, friends, God has shed his grace upon us. And of course, not without sacrifice. Yes, we need the old-time gospel preached in power without compromise. Why? George Whitefield rightly proclaimed that the Christian world is in a deep sleep. Nothing but a loud shout can awaken them out of it. How is the church to preach? Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly proclaimed, "Preach not calmly and quietly as though you were asleep, but preach with fire and pathos and passion." Or what of John Wesley, the great field prophet back in England in the 1700s, that he sets himself on fire every morning so the world can watch him burn? So America, let me ask you, what will it be? a game in which you'll probably forget the score to the following week, and do consider the freedom in which you lose through illegal policies to the crimes committed against we the people that is only tolerated. So again, what will it be?
Here we go.
With one heart and voice, we may prostrate ourselves at the throne of heavenly grace and present to our great benefactor sincere and unfeigned thanks for his infinite goodness and mercy towards us from our birth to the present moment, for having above all things illuminated us by the gospel of Jesus Christ, presenting to our view the happy prospect of a blessed immortality, and for our unparalleled ingratitude to the adorable being who has seated us in a land irradiated by the cheering beams of the gospel of Jesus Christ, let us fall prostrate before offended deity, confess sincerely and penitently our manifold sins and our unworthiness of the least of his divine favors, fervently implore his pardon through the merits of our mediator, Jesus Christ, forefather and signer of the Declaration of Independence, Elbridge Gerry.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just want to let you know, folks, again, we're out at the Minnesota State Fair. I was just sharing some images on social media platforms a couple minutes ago. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is just today, 2026. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of that page. Also on BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. These are two visitors to the booth that we have at the Minnesota State Fair just yesterday and this morning. And there's more to come. I've already received phone calls as to who's coming down there. We appreciate it. We appreciate you coming out and just saying hello. We're down at the Minnesota State Fair, if you didn't know. We're in the grandstand. That's where they play all the music. And we are on the bottom floor. East end, second row in, again, a Minnesota grandstand. This is year 17 for us. We're on the bottom floor. We're on the east end of the bottom floor, second row in. And again, I'm sharing visuals right now with people that have stopped down to the booth over the last couple of days. And again, we appreciate that. Hey, folks, I'm telling you what, the street teams, when you show up, it really lifts the spirits. It really does, especially when you come down there and say, I seen your video, like the lady did this morning, said, I just seen your video, and this is the outlet, and I just wanted to come down and say hello and plug in, and we just said thank you very much. That's what this is all about, is getting out there and getting busy, because, my friends, the hope is, what is it that we do with the truth that the Lord has given us? That's where the hope is at. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. John Quincy Adams rightly said that, and he's exactly right. And that is us here at the ministry, individually and corporately. We're not hearers only, deceiving ourselves, folks. We're actually doers of the word, James 2:14 through 26. So do take the time to know what that means and what that says, because faith without works is dead. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe to that page. Also check out our schedule. Also check out our store, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in at any time, everything's up and operational with our new Rodecaster. That number's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I want to do is I want to play the intro video audio for you. Because somebody had said, you know, it's kind of weird, man, when you get around a preacher that's, you know, all about what he's doing, that he's on fire, because you don't see a whole lot of that in the American church anymore. No, as Whitfield rightly said, you have dead men preaching to dead congregants. And that's, by the way, why you have dead congregants, because you allow dead men in the pulpits. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, like John Wesley rightly stated, the great field preacher back in the 1700s, who said, every morning I set myself on fire for the Lord by the Holy Ghost in prayer for his purposes. I set myself on fire every morning that the world can come watch me burn. How foreign that is to what you see and hear today. I want to show you this. And again, I want you to listen carefully. I'm going to play the duration of this. But just look at this in contrast as to what has now become normal with the people in the United States and what's abnormal to them. Check this out. Content is fantastic.
America, just think with me for a moment, if you would. Picture this with me. Just think about 40,000 people getting together to protest crimes against we the people and the laws of our constitutional republic at the state capitol. Do you realize that we could stop the crimes against we the people in 1 week? That is, when the people say that enough is enough. How is it that the American people have evolved into finding within themselves that it is normal to strip themselves of their clothes, paint themselves half purple and half yellow, put horns on their head, and then present themselves as absolute fools for the world to see, while screaming to the point of losing their voice along with any dignity that they may have had left? And all of this, friends, over a bunch of full-grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball? Or what of a little golf ball? Or what of a baseball? A soccer ball? A little plastic puck? Or what of a volleyball? Or what of this one, friends? Cars driving in a big circle over 500 times.
Welcome to Team Louis in front of Cavalier. Score!
This is supposed to be normal today. This is normal, Americans.
Yeah, baby! My kids giving it noise! The Bees win it! 1-0!
All over a ball. Baby. All over a puck.
50. The Mountaineers have just beat the Michigan Wolverines!
Did you know, America, that your sworn enemies are attacking you while you are entertaining yourselves out of your freedoms? Your enemies have stated that America's God is now their sports. And just think to yourself that you have been desensitized into believing that there's something wrong with them that are fighting for your freedoms. Just think about what I'm saying. America has been so stupefied to believe that the preacher is too radical when preaching out against them that murder innocent babies in their womb? That sounds pretty radical to me. But not the sports commentators that act like hoodlums on a double shot of caffeine when the game is going in the direction that they would have it go. Friends, is it too radical to preach out against them that advocate crimes against nature? Homosexuality? Or what of this? To preach out against crime and corruption within our government? This is the whole purpose of the church, friends. The church is called to be the moral compass of society, and when this goes, all goes. After all, it is the church's job to preach out against the darkness. And what does the light do? The light reproves the darkness. This is the church's job. So, Protestants, the reason that America is where America is today, because the professed church is no longer proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to a repentant nation. I mean to say, why would America repent when it is the church that is entertaining themselves out of their liberties while they're being entertained through sports?
I know many of you across the country in your churches are preparing to have Super Bowl
parties. You guys get the point, right?
Well.
Yeah. Churches are having Super Bowl parties now, so that's up and coming. Do you know that the Lord condemns this? He calls it idolatry. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content. Yes, you. To spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
You need the community.
I get really overwhelmed about content. To change my life.
And it's all happening here.
Come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people. This is where I belong.
We've got funding
that opens so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
Other people praying for you.
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. Even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at Cats.
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hi, my name's Tom Raymond of Tennessee. Retired Marine trooper and postal worker. My life's always been centered around service to God, family, and country. I've known Bradley Dean and his family for many years, fully supporting his work with teens especially, radio podcasts to include Sunday Church, and sonsofliberty.com website, chronicling Christian and geopolitical news. I hold Bradley up in prayer and financial support his mission.
And again, we thank our friend Tom from Massachusetts. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. The first segment, I was showing you what's now normal to people in this country. I want to tell you something, friends, it didn't start that way, and if you know anything about the Black Robe Regiment, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, what you see now is a bunch of commentators going crazy over a hockey puck, a golf ball, a pig ball, a football, or a baseball, or a fight, whatever the case might be. You've been entertained out of your freedoms, America. Attain, derived from entertain, means that you've stopped from entering in. And now the foreign enemies that are within the gates, they're here now, friends. They're here. You didn't want to listen 20 years ago. They're here now. They've seen your apathy and your tolerance so much so that they're now acknowledging the fact that you have new gods. They know who your God is. America has forgotten who their God is. Their God is sports, say those that are invading this country. It's not a joke. And what's interesting is people have changed their glory in God for sports. And did you know that Jeremiah 11, 12, and 13 denounces and condemns the very things that the American people have put up in their own place concerning their shamefulness, In other words, you removed God and you said yes to those that fight over a pig ball in tights, knowing all the well it's all scripted. Knowing all the well it's all scripted. Now, this all falls to, again, the American version of Christianity, which is a lack of. I say that for the purpose that people that don't read their Bible, which is a majority of you, you need to listen to what I'm telling you. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. That's a majority of you, okay? 99% of you out there right now don't even take the time to read the Word of God. That's the problem we're having. And then so what you do is you take upon yourselves to actually declare, or should I say this, deceive yourselves into believing that those that are in the pulpits today that are leading you into the hell that this country is becoming are ordained of God. No, they are not. The devil ordained them. And that's exactly why they're leading you to sports. What am I talking about? Well, right at the end of the last segment, it cut off, but we have local churches all over the United States of America that are actually having Super Bowl parties. So in other words, they're shutting down their services so they can entertain the goats rather than the sheep that are sitting in the pews. I want to finish this, and I want you to check this out because it is applicable. And then what we do is we set the record straight during this little educational video. Again, pay attention to the details.
Themselves out of their liberties while they're being entertained through sports.
I know many of you across the country in your churches are preparing to have Super Bowl parties as well.
Can you imagine what America would be like if it actually stood up and fought for the freedoms in which hundreds of thousands of men have fought, bled, and died to give unto us? Or to the 78% of Americans that claim to serve Christ, oh, don't forget 2 Corinthians 5:15, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. After all, friends, God has shed his grace upon us, and of course, not without sacrifice. Yes, we need the old-time gospel preached in power without compromise. Why? George Whitefield rightly proclaimed that the Christian world is in a deep sleep. Nothing but a loud shout can awaken them out of it. How is the church to preach? Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly proclaimed, "Preach not calmly and quietly as though you were asleep, but preach with fire and pathos and passion." Or what of John Wesley, the great field prophet, back in England in the 1700s, that he sets himself on fire every morning so the world can watch him burn. So America, let me ask you, what will it be? A game in which you'll probably forget the score to the following week? And do consider the freedom in which you lose through illegal policies through the crimes committed against we the people that is only tolerated. So again, what will it be? God and establishing righteousness through his son Jesus Christ and fighting the good fight of faith? Or apathy in helping advocate evil through good men who do nothing because they didn't want to miss the next game? It's up to you.
It really, truly is up to us. And isn't that the great wonder? People, how they just, they're hopeless. And I want to tell you why they're hopeless. It's because of what they're feeding upon. And they're not doing what they should do. They're doing what they shouldn't do. And then they say there's no hope. And then what they do, like it tells us in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah was sent to that nation to tell it to repent and command that it repent, but it didn't. And these were some of the responses. They said, our hope is lost. And then what they did is went back to the gods that they were serving that brought them to the demise that they were claiming. Again, people, it is up to us. The good news, America, today is the fact that we still have the freedom to do the right thing. What are you doing with that gift of freedom that was blood bought in the natural and in the spiritual? Read 1 Corinthians 2:14. So just hold on to that thought because we're going to come back to this. Yesterday, I brought up the fact that at the Minnesota State Fair, they decided to bring a drag review at the Minnesota State Fair. And as you all the well know as well, I'm the one that's not going to just talk about it. I'm going to confront it. I called. I left a message. Never got a return phone call. Never got a phone call. And which jacks me up all the more because we have a booth at the Minnesota State Fair, and that does not in any sense of the word represent who we are as a people. Matter of fact, you could probably go down to every booth at the Minnesota State Fair, which there's literally hundreds of them, and I can almost guarantee you that not anybody there that has a booth, that has a cube in the grandstand, outside of the grandstand, would have agreed to this abominable behavior that came down from the management over at the Minnesota State Fair. Now, the reason I'm telling you that is because they're doing their best to demoralize you. They're trying to desensitize the people. They're trying to normalize the crime. Even going so far, friends, is what I have in front of the people right now is a man that wants you to believe that he's a woman. And again, I want to make clear that you understand these people are not voted in, just like the Muslims are not voted in to incumbency. They're not voted into office, people. You need to start talking correctly and understanding concerning what is in fact happening. They are installed to overthrow this country. So really what I'm saying is I'm not saying anything to demean anybody, but it's let me say it this way. It's not so much that people today are ignorant. It's just that what they say or most of what they say, it's just isn't so. And what I'm talking about is they love to talk about how the left voted them in. Hey, folks, let me tell you what you're up against so you understand. You're up against less than 1.7% of the population that the mainstream media embellishes in number to deceive you into believing that there's nothing that you can do about what's going on. And the problem that you are having is you're listening to their lies. You are listening to their lies. That's the only way they can get away with it. This is how dictators get away with what dictators get away from, or with, I should say. Hey, folks, if you're not careful, you're going to be hating the oppressed, and you're going to be loving the oppressors. And it's exactly what we're seeing across the boards. But let me go back to this point. We have a man dressed as a woman, and he declares, a man dressed as a woman, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, the Lord calls it an abomination. And it said, every bit as biologically female as a woman, a trans woman, he said. It doesn't exist. And I'm not going to pretend with these criminals. Oh, and yes, they are criminals. But again, what do they do to try to desensitize the people? They put these individuals, these abominable individuals in front of your face, and then they call them lawmakers. Do you understand? It's all about desensitizing the people, okay? It's all about semantics all the time. Folks, look at the bills that are passed by the corrupt in the halls of government today. What do? They always put sort of patriotic theme as if to suggest it's all about we the people and doing the right thing and, you know, it's all constitutional. They always use these things. Like, for example, after September 11, 2001, they called the act of tyranny the Patriot Act, which is just the exact opposite. It's Isaiah 5:20 is what it is. They put the lie for the truth and truth for the lie, and they get away with it because people don't cross-check them. So, again, America's doing it to themselves. I want to show you something else here. Speaking of these individuals, and this is where I'm going to pick up from yesterday. A little girl went into a bathroom yesterday. And what was interesting is a man walked out of the bathroom. They become so emboldened by the corrupt politicians that are advocating these crimes for children. Americans, let me just say it this way. And I want you to look at me if you can. It's time that you deal with it. Because the courts are corrupt. They stink to high heaven. And if they're not going to deal with these people that are making a prey out of your children, you better, for God's sake, and your own sake, and for your children's sake, stand up and deal with these criminals. I'm going to show you a video on the other side. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. A little girl goes into the bathroom, and what you're going to see is who comes out. Sons of LibertyMedia.com, Before It's News.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Thank you. Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
George Washington said, "If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like the sheep to the slaughter." Benjamin Franklin falls in suit when he said, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved and tyranny is erected on its ruins. Republics derive their strength and vigor from a popular examination into the action of the magistrates." He continues on and says, "Freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and die together, and it is the terror of traitors and oppressors and a barrier against them. I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer that I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel." Benjamin Franklin.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Don't forget what we started during the first segment because we're leading right back into it. I was just highlighting, friends, that there's a video out there. I just found this yesterday on Real America's Video. A little girl goes into the bathroom, and what comes walking out? Well, you can check it out for yourself.
It's a man in there. Let us stop. He just peeked out when I walked in. I'm trying to see if he came out, like if he got a child with him or something.
You're in the ladies' bathroom.
You can't be in there. No, you need to leave.
It's a full-grown man. He looks like an illegal. And I'll tell you what, this is in Houston. And to be quite honest with you, I'm surprised he even walked out. Making a prey out of your children because the government said so. Now, for some of those that are saying, Bradley, that's pretty harsh that you would say because the government said so. Well, they did. That's who's advocating. I mean, look at the bills that they're passing. I mean, in the state of Minnesota, you see it in California. You see it all over the country. You see said governors, installed governors and mayors, installed mayors that are advocating for crimes against children. They're trying to normalize man-boy sex, which is the whole homosexual premise. And their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. Hey, folks, before it's too late. No, let that be laid on them. Because if they look, hey, folks, what I used to tell people across the country, you look at my kids the wrong way, you don't have to call the cops. Now you can go ahead and look at them however you want to look at them, but I guarantee you're going to get a response from them. Because they're 6'3 and 4. That's how you're going to get a response. But for people to sit back and act as if the government's going to protect them from what's going on, they're the ones guilty of the crime. They're the ones advocating the crime against your children. You know what it's about? Separating children from their parents. In the state of Minnesota, pedophile Tim Walz, and he is a pedophile. He's from Nebraska. He was installed to do what he's doing here. But he basically told the parents in the state here that if your little girl wants to be a boy and your little boy wants to be a girl and we catch wind of it, we'll take that little boy or that little girl and then we will steal them away, kidnap them, take them to another state, and then give them a sex operation on taxpayer dollars, which, by the way, we never, ever in a million years gave delegated authority for them to do so. So that means they're acting outside of their scope of authority. That means the people must stand up and deal with them lawfully. Okay, and we have provision to do just that. Do you understand? And we have provision to do just that. Now, I want to go over here, and I want you to see this, because what it tells us in Romans 1, it says, because that when they knew God, say they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their, that means empty or worthless, in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. But yet these are the ones that claim to be wise, yet the Bible calls them fools, Romans 1:22. And what did they do? They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. What does the Bible say? How did the Lord respond to them? Well, the Lord also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Amen. For this cause, here comes the wrath, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. If you look at your state statute concerning sodomy alone, you need to understand that crimes against nature, that biblical vernacular, is extracted directly from what we're talking about right now in Romans 1. Then it goes on in verse 27, and likewise also the man, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another. You have to feed that monster, people. Men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. He abandoned them into their sin. He took grace away from them. To do these things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, I should say mercy, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, and disobedient to their parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. What does this lead to? Well, right where I'm going now. You know, isn't it interesting that when you talk to these sodomites or these males that call themselves females or want you to pretend with them by calling them females when in fact they are males, the Lord decided that a long time ago, Genesis 5:3. Isn't it interesting the abominable works that they're guilty of? You know what the Bible tells us in Proverbs 14:1? The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Hey, folks, the Bible says the devils believe and tremble. Do you understand? The devils aren't even so base as to deny the existence of God. So when a man, which is, again, making clear so you understand, which is the oldest form of sin, is idolatry, is to come back and say, well, God doesn't exist. They all the well know in conscience, which with means with knowledge, they already know that God exists. I mean, that's like saying a builder, he's not responsible for building the studio, or a painter's not responsible for painting the picture. That's like saying the Lord, the creator, is not responsible for the creation. It's irrational. And try to rationalize these people, friends, is like trying to administer medicine to a dead human being. And why is that? Because they are dead in sin. But again, making the point, they all the well know that God is, because they spend their whole time and their lives warring against him that they say they don't believe in. It's idolatry. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The Bible then defines them. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works, and there's none that doeth good. Who's he talking about? Well, look where this is leading to. It's one of those things that I try to bring people to understand. I don't understand why they don't understand. I don't understand why they don't want to hear. Do you guys understand that in judgment, it gets to the point where the Lord said to Jeremiah, and I'm only on chapter 9. I've read all 10. I'm going through them again right now, just the first 10 chapters of Jeremiah. You know, it's interesting. The Lord gets to the point where he says, no more. An evil from the north is going to break it out upon the people. And then he goes into great specificity as to who it's going to be. And then he tells Jeremiah, he said, don't even pray for those people anymore. They're done. I am not going to relent. I'm not going to repent, and I'm not going to back up. I'm bringing judgment upon this people. That's what he said. And you know what he said before that in context? He was just looking for one man to stand in the gap. He was just looking for the people to amend their ways, to execute judgment and establishing righteousness, judgment upon the heads of the guilty and defense of the innocent in justifying the situation according to his word. That's all he expected of the people. In other words, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And what is that? It's the fulfilling of the law. Let me ask you something. Did you hear what I said? Matthew 22:37. It's the fulfilling of God's law. What is the fulfilling of God's law, people? Love. You cannot separate love from the law. God gave his law because he loves. For by them thy servant is warned. The Lord gave the law to warn us, to protect us, right? In Psalm 19:11, from the evil that is out there. And the way that we are protected is we stay within the confines of what Jesus Christ himself came to fulfill. Matthew 5:17. And we as Christians fulfill that by faith. Romans 3:31. Jesus never abrogated the law, people. Matthew 5:17. If you want to call in and contend for the faith, Jude 3:4, here I am. I don't need your 10-page letters, because I'm not going to read them. You have an opportunity right now. 281-845-4704. Now, I want to go over here, and I want you to check this out. I've told you, America and Americans, I say this out of sincerity, out of love for my God and my people. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. One of the things that I see in the recurring theme of God's judgment upon a nation is raising up foreigners, because the people during those particular times would not take in consideration God's chastisements. They said no to God's chastisements. And once you reject God's chastisements, that means to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve, right? And that's a blessing, not a curse. But when Americans reject his chastisements, the only thing left is then his judgments. And I want to make clear that you understand what's happening in America right now is Americans have seen the corrupt in the halls of government for decades in this country, and they've done nothing to put a stop to them. They've done nothing to hold them accountable. And because of that, the Lord has now allowed them to be the Judases. Why? Because the people have become a Judas towards him by tolerating what he commanded the church to deal with by bringing them to justice. Judgment returns unto righteousness. And that's what the American people don't understand. Repentant people understand it because it's the fruit that they bear in 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. But unrepentant people, they look at judgment, and I've heard it before in the prosperity movement, judgment is of the devil. No, it is not. It's the very presence of God. It's the very heart of God. Do you understand? The church is called to reprove the works of darkness. If it wasn't, or if it was the devil, then we would not be as the light reproving the works of darkness now, would we? No, Jesus came into the world to establish righteous judgment in John 7:24, and it's throughout the scriptures, Deuteronomy 4:6. Read it in a minute. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to show you what's happening in your backyard right now.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
My name is Lisa Mead, and I live in Farragut, Tennessee. I've been in church my entire life, and I feel like the church has changed, but God's Word has not changed. The church service that Bradley Dean leads every Sunday morning is a breath of fresh air. He teaches the entire Bible, and his teaching from God's Word magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ. Each Sunday, my husband and I look forward to the church service because Bradley honors Jesus by speaking truth that all of us need to hear. I don't want to be entertained, but need to hear the truth of God's Word. I'm so grateful and thankful to be part of the church family. Bradley's message through the Holy Spirit leads me to my Savior, Jesus Christ, and there's no better place to be. Thank you, Bradley, for answering God's call to lead the church service so that people will hear the truth that is so desperately needed today.
BBSradio.com.
Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, I and you may have heard this before. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Before It's News.com, 281-845-4704. I named the show They're Here. And this is what I wanted to convey over to you, because you probably have heard this. No one loves the warriors until the enemy is at the front gate. Yeah, see, they want warriors to take to the front gate to defend them in their idolatries. You know, and it's interesting is I made a post like this the other day, and somebody said, the devil has deceived the majority. No, the devil, don't blame the devil for what the people choose to do, Deuteronomy 30:19. Don't blame the devil. It's their love for idols. They're enemies of the cross. That's why the Lord's judging the nation. The Lord is sovereign. He's in control of all things, at all times and all places, even so going so far as to watch a sparrow hit the ground. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. He knows the very numbers of the hairs of our head. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. He sees all things. He beholds the good and the evil throughout the whole world at all times. Oh, Bradley, I just don't know that. I can't comprehend that. You know, that's the purpose of the finite mind. That's what makes him God, is he can and he does because he declares it in his word. It's not the devil. I said, I wouldn't blame the devil. They're all willfully being led astray. The devil's already a defeated foe. Don't give him credit for something he's not responsible for. One guy said, yes, the enemies are within the gates already, and most able-bodied men are too busy worrying about the game on Friday and Saturday. Bingo. Bingo. We're in Minneapolis here, right out about an hour away from Minneapolis. And what's interesting is the U.S. Stadium, which, by the way, they made the taxpayers pay for. I didn't delegate any of my money there. They just took it upon themselves and reallocated it to what they wanted to do by entertaining the people out of their freedoms, just like Caesar. Give them a piece of bread and entertain them. You can do whatever you want to do with them. But the point I want to make is there's 120,000 seats. And every football game, it's practically filled to the brim. Can you imagine them people vacating that football game and prioritizing innocent babies in the womb in the state and holding all of those that have unlawfully sanctioned the murder of babies in the womb and holding them accountable for their crimes according to God's statutes, Numbers 35:33? Oh, I can. Oh, I can. But they can't. Those are the people that are inside of those arenas watching those football games that are saying, you know what, we're going to be raptured from responsibility. I'm here to tell you right now, dispensationalist, you're sadly deceived. Sadly deceived. And that's been torn down 1,015 times that I know of, and you still have people that are too ignorant to take the time to know they're being deceived by a bunch of heretics. No, they just foam out their shame and they keep going on with their bad selves because they don't care about their kids. They don't care about their families. They don't care about their countries. Why? Because they hate God. They're disobedient to him. That's what's going on. But do you realize just in the state of Minnesota, we could right the wrongs in 1 week? So all we have to do is take those installed individuals in the state of Minnesota, hold them accountable. Bring forth a juror of their peers, the people, the people's pick, and hold them accountable, along with the Supreme Court, along with the senators and the congressmen, along with the governor, the mayor, the chief of police, the attorney general, and hold them accountable according to the law. That's the only way out, America, to continue on, to understand the definition of longevity in the Word of God. And we have provision for it in the Constitution. Let me move on. What's happening? Well, what's happening now is, I don't know if you're aware of this, and I know that you don't. Did you know that a New York sergeant, Amal Asghari, stated, she has a hijab on. She says, we have 1,200 Muslim officers, 10 in hijab. I'm looking forward to another 100,000 ladies wearing hijabs in the near future as New York Police Department. Now, folks, we were sold that September 11th and the two towers falling, forget about the other buildings that they dropped through demolition as well, along with the Pentagon, where there was no airplane, but a Tomahawk missile. I want you to contemplate the fact that we were told that the Muslims did it. Now we see the Muslims taking over the city. Okay? Don't ask me. Just ask them. Okay, so if they come over here, we afford them asylum. They say that they're fleeing their governmental oppression. They come over here, and then they mean to establish the governmental oppression that they were fleeing from to come into America. Then they want to establish it within the borders of the United States of America. That is not lawful. I mean, does that take a genius to figure it out? Now, I know the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, will go no further than just maybe hitting on what's going on in New York, but I'm here to tell you right now, they don't have any lawful authority to be doing anything within the capacity of government. First of all, they're already wearing their religious garb, which means they're not here to assimilate. Oh, I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. We have this. Look at this. Look at how ignorant the American people are. This lady says a picture of Mamdani, who was installed, right? And look all around Mamdani, okay? And what's interesting is the headline goes, Muslim police officers in Zohram Mamdani's New York City. I'm here to tell you that it's not Zohran Mamdani's New York City. Just like I'm here to tell you that the White House is not Donald Trump's White House. It's the people's White House. And when he's the president of the United States of America, he's there as a servant to the people to uphold Article 6, Section 2, faithfully Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. It's not his country. He's a servant to the people to maintain the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. But again, most people didn't know that. But where's the American people coming out through their ignorance, just like what I said earlier? My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Calling it Zohram Mamdani's New York City. Everything that this, look at this, if you can see his eyes. The eyes are the window to the soul. He is a wicked, deceptful, even evil individual. He's doing the exact opposite as to what he said he would do when he'd get in office. Folks, just listen to me for your own safety and your security, okay? He was installed to do it. What he's doing right now. It's not his New York City. It's the people's New York City. Okay? I want you to listen to this. And again, it's about 45 seconds, but it's important that you hear what is in fact going on because they're appointing police in that particular area of New York.
Police squad cars. When America's Pearson and replay that, sorry. They're alarmed after seeing Muslim community patrols driving through their neighborhoods in what looked like police squad cars. One America's Pearson Sharp has the details.
This is New York.
New Yorkers say they're shocked after seeing Muslim patrol cars roaming their neighborhoods like police squads. These Muslim community patrols just began operating in Brooklyn this year with members dressed like police officers and driving cars identical
this was let
to
out.
Police squad cars. Even other Muslims have raised questions about the need for the patrols, with residents expressing fears this is just another form of Sharia law enforcement area. Others denounce residents for drinking, claiming this is a Muslim area and alcohol is not permitted.
Okay, so folks, they're not assimilating. They're trying to establish their own government within our government. And as I said, if you think for one moment that the corrupt, the incumbents, those that are in office right now are not behind this, you are sadly mistaken. You're giving them more time to do the opposite of what they promised to do. You're seeing this Judas right here, Luke 22:48. Her name is Hochul. She's the installed governor. She's installed. She's been attacking the people of New York since she's been there as well. And look what she's doing. She is assimilating to their lifestyle. They're assimilating. This is 10 days before the memorial of September 11th in 2026. This is up and coming. Forgive me. I just looked at the date. It is 2026. So this is just a couple days ago, 10 days before September 11th memorial. And she's showing adherence to Sharia law. This is happening in your state. Folks, if you want to just sit down on your morals that you don't have because you don't understand the definition of morals, rest assured, just do this for me. Go ahead and look at your children. Because your children, if you stay, and I mean just hold there and do absolutely nothing about what's going on, and you keep letting the said representative government do what it is that they're responsible for doing, committing the act of treason, which is a violation of Article 3, Section 3. Go ahead and look at your kids, because your kids are going to be enslaved, and they're going to curse you until the day they die. That is a fact. This is our country. They assimilate to us. We do not assimilate to them. Love you by what we do. Okay, we're off the radio. Sorry about that, Bob. Was not intentional, but I wanted to get it through. What say you, my friend? What say you?
I've got an opportunity for you to legally get into 99,200 schools.
Amen. I'll take it.
Really?
I'll take it.
Our representative, now Senator Brian Hughes, wrote the Constitution Week law that Robert Byrd took and made it nationwide. And every school that receives federal funding is to hold a program on September 17th. This year, it's a Thursday. Now, it should probably be a short program, like maybe 30 minutes or something. But it would be a way to take the law, and I sit that in the comments in 3 seconds. Federal money is to hold a program on September 17th.
Well, listen, guy, I would like to. I've done 366 public high schools. I'd like to do 400. But if there was to open up a door and the Lord said, I want you to do 500, 800, 1,000, 2,000 more, I'd be equipped to go within 2 days. And so it really comes down to the people opening the doors. I don't know if you know this, Bob, but I've done high school assembly programs in Texas as well. And so we're all across the boards. I just got to come back and say, if the door opens, it's up to the people to make these things happen. And if they open the doors, that's all they have to do is reach out to the superintendent and say, hey, listen, we want Bradley Dean to come in, do a high school assembly program for our entire school. We have every right in the world, because those kids are our kids. The state has no children.
Right. And the opportunity is open. What I'm suggesting is you could, just like doing a show, do a program, like on Rumble, and then we, the people, and all your listeners could take it to their school boards or the principals and present them with that Rumble thing that could be played during Constitution Day or the Constitution Week, because heaven knows they need it.
Yep. So, Bob, just stop right there. I'm already tracking with you. Are you on social media platforms right now? Are you watching me?
I don't know where you're at on social media.
Really? That's all you have to do is go to Sons of Liberty Media.com or right there up on the top left side.
Well, I'm on Twitter, a little bit on Facebook, a little bit on Telegram, and
this is Bob, and then I'm going to give you a link. But what I do want you to understand is when you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's a button on the right, there's an image there, and it's called Equipping the Saints with Bradley Dean. This is what was aired for 42 weeks on national television. We also aired it here in the state of Minnesota for 8 weeks. And I'm saying that for the purpose that what you're looking for is already available. But I do want to say, and there's 5 parts to it, and it's free for my listeners. But I want to say this. There is something about being there with the young people, because after assembly programs, and I'm not shooting down your idea. I'm all for it. Let's make it happen. But I do want to say there's something about being there for the students, because there's an anointing that comes in, and it's also giving us personal time with the students, because what happens after an assembly program is about 100 students will bum rush me, and they want to talk. And that's important, because this is a fatherless generation. I'm sure you all the well know that, Bob.
Yeah, I do. Well, we could have your disciples, like 3G. He would be perfect for going and showing the video and then addressing the children afterwards. This is just something that I wish you'd consider.
I'm in, guy. I'm all about it. I'm telling you right now, you tell me what I need to do and we'll make it happen.
Well, it's to make something, suitable and maybe it's already there, but specifically addressing the Constitution Week law, and, you know, and then and actually bring in some Bible verses with it. And anyway, I submitted a resolution to our commissioner's court at the request of one of my commissioners just today, and I sent that in the comments in three segments so you can see what the law is about.
Okay.
And
do me a favor, Bob. Send me just a, hi, this is Bob from Texas, and I'm going to send you some links over. And then you pick and choose what you want, and then that's what we'll do.
Okay, so that's on email, and I sent. Okay,
I get your emails. My wife, my wife gets your emails, and she forwards them to me.
Okay, so I'm working off put some old phones and Samsung Galaxy 8s. And I'm not seeing the button that you're pointing out to us, but I'll try to make my Chromebook work and see if I can see them there.
Yep, you've sent me stuff before because I highlighted all of your notes for church that one Sunday. So go to Sons of Liberty and then go to the info and then shoot it that direction, and then I will pick it up, and then I'll resend some of the information back to you by the end of the day today.
Well, okay. But the actual email is info@sonsofliberty.com.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. I'm not getting much email now, but I'll look for it.
Sounds good.
And
I'll respond today.
Okay.
Thanks, guy. Totally appreciate it. Folks, love you about what we do. sonsofliberty.com. I do want to say, like what Bob is asking us for right now, when we do high school assemblies, folks, these federal cuts to public schools, they don't want to support education for the kids, although they got brand new buildings, they got brand new swimming swimming pools, they got brand new tennis courts, they got brand new uniforms, they got money for all of that, but when it comes to educating their kids and showing them where they came from so they know where they're going, they have no money for it. So I just want to tell you, this is why we ask for support right here, because we don't have sponsors to pay for those schools. So again, do consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to know who we are, what it is that we've been doing, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what we do.